So now we jump about 250 years, almost, or around, to this work by Louise Tama. Her first significant work, and also first significant work for orchestra, and she was a composer of, she composed quite a few songs for voice and piano, voice and small ensemble, and also orchestra, sometimes in the form that's referred to as a song cycle, where a composer will take a set of poems by a poet, five or six, like Rückert, leader of Mahler, and set each of the poems to a song, its own separate entity, thus creating the song cycle. She was quite adept at that. Very, very fine melodic composer. And yet at the same time, although we're speaking mid-20th century, 1940s and 50s especially, as well as later, someone who didn't look back in time so much for style of composition. She was very much a composer, an artist of her time, the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, but structurally, her architecture, thus the title. If you're not familiar with the term toccata, very briefly, toccata is actually a structure, if you will, a name of a composition, and not like symphony per se, although it connotes a form, if you will. And it's a free form that is made up a number of sections that are at once interconnecting, but also, even though they're linked together, very much different music, different emotions, different melodies and harmonies, although there's a thread. And in the Baroque era, because toccata was very popular early on, by the late 1500s, it was mostly used as a form for organ, a secular work, in other words, non-religious work. For the organ, so not with voice, but just the organ itself. And if you know organs that have multiple manuals, you know, three or four sets of keys, and therefore each set of keys can actually work a different set of pipes that could be made out of wood or metal or reeds or something, each of these will have its own sound, its own characteristics, necessarily volume and density. Certainly acoustical properties. And thus we have the Toccata for Orchestra, a work of about 12 minutes, her first masterpiece, for which she was awarded numerous prizes. And she had also received a Guggenheim as well. So as I mentioned about the Toccata form, you're going to hear several sections. There, some of the sections, some of the melodies will come back, which can happen in Toccata, but pretty much it's not through composers. I mentioned when I talked a lot about Beethoven before, where you're introduced to a melody or melodies at the beginning, and then the composer kind of develops them and changes them and sometimes brings them back in their earlier form later. Here, you will just hear that melody coming back the way it was before, kind of the way the rondo was you just heard, where you heard different music and then the rondo subject came back and then different melody and then the rondo. What you are going to hear that's very distinctive has to do with the fact that being, if you will, not if you will, but literally an artist of her time, she was very much influenced, as many American composers were, such as George Gershwin and Aaron Copland, by jazz rhythms. You're going to hear kind of jazzy rhythms, not jazz per se, but jazzy rhythms that are at once syncopated, and again, you might want to dance, go ahead. Unless you disturb the people around you, in which case, smile at them. You're also going to actually hear a brief section about two-thirds way in that is very heavily influenced, at least melodically, by what's called pentatonic music, music from the Far East and parts of Africa, where the melodies are very different than ours and have a different feel, if you will, a different characteristic. Because of the format that's being used. But a really excellent piece, very demanding, very challenging, and yet also a lot of fun to play. This is the Toccata for Orchestra of Louise Tama.